This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today, we're visiting with Dr. Brian Machida, a plastic surgeon in Ontario, California, who will be discussing the science and benefits of J-plasma. And to kick things off today, Mr. Machida, great to have you with us. Explain the science behind J-plasma. Is it really able to tighten skin?
Yes, J-plasma is a cool helium plasma beam that is used to resurface the skin on the face, as well as it's used to tighten the skin when applied under the skin subdermally. It has two different kinds of tightening. So on the face, you use it on the surface to make the skin tighter and resurface the skin, like a laser resurfacing. For other areas, like in the neck or other places in the body, you use it under the skin, and it tightens the dermis and causes dermal tightening through that cool helium plasma beam.
So tell us, I'd be curious, how long do the results last? Is more than one treatment necessary here?
Well, pretty much you just do it once. It's not like a series of treatments over several months. You do it at one time. And a lot of times it's done in association with liposuction to actually remove some of the fat that might be a problem. And the J-plasma is used to tighten the skin on top of it. It can be repeated if necessary after full recovery after several months, but usually there's no need to do it again for a long time.
And certainly appreciate the information shared so far today. We are with renowned facial plastic surgeon Dr. Brian K. Machida from STC Plastic Surgery that offers a one-stop destination for his patients' aesthetic needs here on eHealth Radio's Plastic Surgery Information Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, continuing on, compare this skin tightening procedure to other non-invasive treatments available, and what are the advantages J-plasma can provide?
Well, first off, whenever you compare it to something that is non-surgical, most non-surgical techniques do some type of job, but they don't do the job that surgery does. So definitely J-plasma is much more effective than a non-surgical technique. However, it's not as effective as, say, someone who's having incisions in an open procedure like a neck lift or like a tummy tuck. You know, those are surgeries that are used for people who are, you know, a lot more severe and have a lot more need than the J-plasma can handle. So it's got its place for people who have a moderate amount of laxity and don't necessarily need the open procedures.
And lastly, Dr. Machida, are treatment and recovery comfortable? Get into some of those details and what we could expect within this procedure.
Well, I'm the most familiar when using the neck, it recovers very easily done. They're feeling very comfortable within a few days afterward. There isn't much whole lot of discomfort even the first night because it's not like a facelift or a neck lift. And by a week, you should be, you know, very, very comfortable and looking pretty good.
And that certainly is good news, and really appreciate all the details shared here today. In conclusion, anything else we should be aware of when it comes to the science and benefits of J-plasma?
Well, it's important to know what you're getting. The best and most studied systems are the ones that are helium-based. There are other systems that use a different kind of gas, but the helium-based, as you see in Renuvion or J-plasma, is the most studied.
Well, Dr. Machida, we certainly appreciate your time and joining us here once again on eHealth Radio. Where can listeners get further information on your practice, STC Plastic Surgery, there in Ontario, California?
Well, my website is stcplasticsurgery.com, and you can find out more information on my website.
Good enough. Again, Dr. Machida, all the best, and we certainly appreciate your time and joining us here on eHealth Radio.
Thank you.
Once again, we've been speaking with Dr. Brian K. Machida, renowned facial plastic surgeon from STC Plastic Surgery that offers a one-stop destination for his patients' aesthetic needs. And for further information, simply visit stcplasticsurgery.com. eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.